That's Dent May with Coasting on Fumes. Before that, Metz with Superior Mirage. And that, everyone, wraps up the new and newer music show this week. I will be back next week playing more new music for you. Stick around for Courts in Session, and have a great week. Bye, everybody.
But Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
No, I hear it on... I hear it. Yeah, I hear it.
Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while.
Yeah.
I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. and I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. I'm a pure gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Hortson Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California 103.3 FM, time travel radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we're broadcasting over those FM airwaves tonight for the next 2.5 hours. We're going to have a great time tonight. We got a special night because right around 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to have Rick Wakeman. That's right, Rick Wakeman of Yes. He's doing his final one-man show tour of America, just doing a handful of shows whole bunch of them are right around driving distance from Pittsburgh, and he's going to talk about it tonight, and it's going to be dynamite. Can you believe that? Rick Wakeman, Six Wives of Henry VIII, Sir Arthur, all the great albums he's done with Yes and Solo, tonight on Quartz in Session. And, of course, we've got your requests. Throughout the week, I've been pulling them from emails and text messages and Instagram. And if you want to get last-minute additions, well, you can give me a call here at the station at 412-268-9728. That's 412-268-WRCT. So WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, pastries, savory hand pies, all made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, you can visit their website at sidecar412.com. Sidecar Bakery, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. And if you are interested in underwriting for Quartz in Session or any of the great shows here on WRCT, well, you can email pr at wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So a few years ago, the Stray Cats reunited for their 40th anniversary, and they put out a really great album, and the lead-off song was this one. This is Catfight, WRCT, 88.3 FM. Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blackfoot is back with a new tune, a new solo tune. Give this a listen.
Another traveling tune. my granddaddy, I chose mine. Didn't need to make no crossroad deal. Headed for the line. I've got my reason for moving up.
How about that brand new music from the Rattlesnake Rocker himself, Ricky Medlock? You know, when I was growing up, Blackfoot was king. They were just tearing up the radio airwaves with songs like Train Train and Highway Song and Spendin' Cabbage and Fly Away. And Blackfoot kept going on through the early 90s. I know because I was at all the shows. And then Ricky Medlock got the call, along with Huey Thomason from the Outlaws. Both guys shut down their bands, their respective bands, and joined Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so for the last 30 years, Ricky Medlock has been a part of Lynyrd Skynyrd. But that is his new solo single, Never Run Out of Road. Give me a call here at the station. Tell me what you think. Thumbs up, thumbs down. 412-268-9728 is the phone number. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we got a big show tonight coming up in just a little bit. We've got the legend, Rick Wakeman, legendary keyboardist of Yes, is going to be joining us. And also, that's not all. I didn't mention at the beginning of tonight's show, October 26th, Saturday, October 26th, a week after the Outlaws are in town, their lead guitarist Billy Crane is going to be coming to Pittsburgh for a special CD release party at Moondogs. And tonight I've got a pair of tickets to give away for that show. We'll do that later after the Rick Wakeman interview in the 9 o'clock hour. So you want to keep it right here at WRCT. You know, every year almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they even reach the age of 5. However, through basic healthcare we take for granted here in the US of A, with basic healthcare delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you're just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org. That's goodgoes.org. Find out about the ways you can help the good go further, brought to you by Save the Children and WRCT. So I should probably mention what we started off with. We started off with the last release from Brian Setzer and the crew in the Stray Cats. Track was Cat Fight Over a Dog Like Me. Followed by new music from the Fabulous Thunderbirds. We've been playing this track. It's been getting requests. New album is called Struck Down. And that track, Payback Time, features none other than the great Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. Greg Ken, by request from last week. Got a number of requests I got to get to from last week that I ran out of time. That was Any Other Woman. And if you said, man, I love that song, what album's on? Well, it's on his greatest hits. And of course, we lost Greg about a month and a half ago. He passed away. So I mentioned we're going to be giving away some tickets to Billy Crane after 9 o'clock. Let's go back a couple albums ago for his release, T. Petty, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Sky, we were true rebels that finally arrived for time. Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. If you talk, your
name will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You
can do it if you try. Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Counselor, Mando Richard here. I know we don't belong to the same bars. Mine required no extra schooling. I just walk in and order a cold one. Nevertheless, I invite your listeners to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. on Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between we play Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. That's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m., Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh. Drink up, counselor.
The guardian of the waves, the defender of the faith, Parks and Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Well, I'm a running down. And my load, I got 7 women on my mind. If all that wanna own me, to
gonna stone me once if she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can, don't even try to understand, just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we'll never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy. I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got a world of trouble on my mind. Looking for a lover that won't blow my cover, and she's so hard to find. Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Ted, I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. You've got an open invitation next time you're in Pittsburgh to come here, join me in the studio and get behind the microphone, because I've got a key to the studio and you are welcome anytime.
Well, I've got a key to your heart, Eric, and I appreciate that very much. God bless you for celebrating the best music in the world, and certainly truth, logic, and common sense. You really do represent the pulse and the heartbeat of people that love talented musicians who unleash creative energy. So God bless you. And by the way, I love Pittsburgh. It may be the steel city, but I got words and guitar licks of iron, so we deserve each other. So thank you, Pittsburgh, and everybody in Pennsylvania for all these outrageous fire-breathing years of support for my incredible bands and my incredible music. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yamaguchi, I still believe. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I still believe in the American dream. I still believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive. It's on fire. I defy. It ain't no lie. Oh yes. Pursuing
And who says prog rock is dead? Well, it is not. It is live, well, and kicking right here on WRCT. Latest from prog rock kings Nectar. Their new album is called Mission to Mars, and that was the title track. Pretty, pretty cool tune. Before that, Ted Nugent. Birthday request going out to Jake in Mount Oliver. He loves him some Ted Nugent, Uncle Ted. New music from the Dictators. Let's get the band back together. Great track, new here on WRCT. And we kicked it all off going back a few years ago with T. Petty from Billy Crane. Giving away Billy Crane tickets later in the next hour. You want to keep it right here on WRCT. You know, also later in the next hour, coming up actually really soon, we're going to have Rick Wakeman of Yes talking about his final one-man show tour. Do not change that dial. You know, vaccination is not just for kids. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases urges all adults to speak with their doctor about vaccinations they need. More U.S. adults die of vaccine-preventable diseases than from breast cancer, AIDS, or even traffic accidents. And adults can spread diseases to others at an even greater risk, like infants. So protect yourself and those close to you by getting immunized. Speak with your doctor, learn more, and you can visit adultvaccination.org to learn more. So when was the last time you were at our website? For all of you FM radio only listeners, and I know that's the great majority of you, when you guys call on the station, one of the things I always ask you is, how are you listening? And those of you listening online is just a small percentage of those of you listening on the FM dial. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you go to WRCT.org, not only can you listen online, including when you get outside of those FM airwaves, anywhere on the planet, you can check out Quartz in Session on WRCT.org. But going to WRCT.org, you can also check our radio and music calendar with updates of concerts coming to town, cultural events in the greater Pittsburgh area, and you can read a write-up of all the shows here on WRCT, including the King of the Hill, the longest-standing show on WRCT. He's got the record, and ladies and gentlemen, he's not letting go. He's got that baton, and he's just going to keep doing more laughs, talking about that kid that used to get picked on in high school. Well, he's got a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mocksters spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, so much more. Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9. And I was talking to the Mockster earlier today, and he's got a pretty cool artist joining his show tomorrow night. He told me he thinks he's going to have her on around 10 o'clock, talking about Amy Rigby. For all of you indie rock fans, Amy Rigby is going to be joining the Mockster tomorrow night on his show, Viva La Mock. And many of you guys know her from being in the band Reckless Eric and marrying, being the wife of Reckless Eric. She's coming to the Bantha Tea House October 18th, and she's going to join the Mockster tomorrow night around 10 p.m. And tune in, Viva La Mock, Friday nights right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. So a few minutes, we're going to have Rick Wakeman. We're going to turn the Wayback Machine back a few notches, going back to 1973. Back in 1973, AM radio was king, but FM radio was catching more and more listeners because so many stations were freeform, independent, and were not locked in by a program director limiting the songs and what could be played. Bands like the band we just played a few minutes ago, Nectar, got their break in America because FM radio DJs gave them a chance and were playing tunes by the band that were 10 minutes or longer. Much like the band, yes, many of their songs would never have worked on AM radio if it weren't for FM radio. Yes, never would have been exposed to America. But going back to 1973, in honor of Rick Wakeman, who's going to be joining us in a few minutes, I'm going to play a promo 45 single that was sent to all of the FM radio stations. At the time, Rick had his classic album, The Six Wives of Henry VIII, my personal favorite. And this was the single. Never would have got played on AM radio, but it got a lot of spins in 1973 on FM. This is Anne Boleyn, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Keep it right here. Rick Wakeman coming up soon.
Driving.